What's up? You're listening to Randomly Relatable SG,
where we talk about random things you relate to.
Welcome back to the podcast. I'm Wise.
I'm Shuraim.
I'm Sabrina.
And today's podcast is Are Side Hustles Just Cool or Is It Stupid? 3, 2, 1, let's go. This podcast is brought to you by Property Win.
If you are a young couple looking for your dream home, or you've been unlucky with the BTO ballot, contact Erwin.
He has a 100% track record in finding homes with minimal cash. Call or WhatsApp Erwin at 8877-5050. That's 8877-5050. Now, on to the podcast.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Moyo Bagat in the World. Today is part two. Now it's part two. So basically, the first conversation we had was
9 to 5s. Are they just
9 to 5 is good? Yeah, after that, I use your 9 to 5 to fuel your 5 to 9.
Yes.
Then after that, Then after that, from that, we went to use your 9 to 5 to fuel your passion. Or is it like making extra money? Then if you just make extra money, it's just another rat
job.
Race thing. Yeah, another rat race, another chasing money.
But then should is I another
should,
job?
What
did Shuraim say?
Build your dream.
I know if it's for passion, it's okay. For money, then it's just job.
It's like lame.
Yeah. So
it's like lame.
This, this was. I think this is something that
society's expectations.
And I want to talk about, and I feel I want. I think it's something cool that we can discuss. Is that why cannot just work?
As a side hustle, you just work like panda, or you work.
As in, why cannot just work and then just live your life?
Or without having a side hustle?
Without having a side hustle.
Can.
Yeah.
That was my answer in the first podcast. Can.
Okay, why cannot?
Why cannot?
Let's answer the why is that not acceptable? Why is that not supported?
I think it's acceptable. The people are... No. Why is it more cool to have a side hustle?
Okay, one by one. We play the social media's punya... current opinion.
Okay.
It's not cool, or it's boring to live 9 to 5, then that's it, right?
Yep.
Why do you think they think so?
Because you are just accepting the...
Is the red pill argument again?
You're just accepting your the cards that are played to you.
You're not...
coming out of your comfort zone.
Yeah, you're not pursuing your passion. Are you sure you really love your 9 to 5 job? Because most of 80% of the people who are in 9 to 5s
hate
their jobs. You know, they dread going to work, blah blah blah, that kind of stuff. Yeah. So that is the why cannot.
Okay. So it's really just macam you are succumbing to a very average lifestyle.
Average lifestyle, lah.
And then that's nothing special about you.
Yes, it's the nothing special.
And you're an NPC,
Yes, and it makes you an NPC because you're character. Not special. Yes.
Because you're just living.
You're just like everybody else.
You just go to work, 9 to 6.
You are part of the rat race.
Okay. Okay. Understand.
And that makes you a boring person. But not necessarily, lah. I know plenty of 9 to 5 people who are fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
9 to 5. No, but these are people
who... I have people who are 9 to 5 who are more fun than me.
Yeah.
I feel I'm boring as shit.
Yeah.
So wait. So they are talking about people who work 9 to 5 and then go home and just do nothing, or go home and actually like have a life outside of their work. So
I think social media's thought about like what 9 to 5, right, is so boring. Like you don't get work life balance.
Like your work slave.
Yes, you are a slave.
Okay.
You go to work at 9. That means you must wake up at 7 or 6 and get ready. Then the commute to work is about 1.5 hours. And after that, like by the time you reach home, you end work at 6. Yes, but then like the commute back home, probably you reach home at 8 o'clock, 7:30 maybe. Then
you go to work all gloomy, and then you go home gloomy. Then your whole life you gloomy, like the Despicable Me punya bad guy.
Yes.
And then like all you have to look forward to is like the long weekends. Like this weekend is kind of public holiday. Like, you get 3 days instead of just 2 days. And wow, that's an okay life.
I love it. It feels
What's
so
wrong
amazing,
with that, man?
Yeah. I remember when I was working 9 to 5. I remember when it was just last year, lah. But when I had that public holiday off, then my weekend become 3 days. Oh my god.
Shooks, yeah.
Oh my god. Such a thing to live for, yeah.
But like people are saying that, oh, that's not enough. What do you mean? That's not life.
You work for 1 year, you only get 14 days off.
Which I can see the issue with that. Like, a lot of people our age, Gen Zs especially, they want more than that.
Their freedom lah. They want to live life on their own terms.
Yes, they want to work when they want to work. That's which I feel is merepek.
I think it's not realistic.
Yeah. How can you want to work only when you want to work?
Yeah.
Then I want a certain lifestyle. Apa sia?
The thing is, there's options for that now. Then go be that lah.
Yeah, sure.
You know, you can be a like an FA or real estate agent. That one really is you work when you want to work.
Tapi kalau kau tak kerja, kau tak ada duit lah.
Yeah.
Rabak sia.
That's the con lah.
Imagine if the person is not motivated. Because people who join these certain industries, right, they are very...
They have to be motivated
by themselves. But I feel like sometimes Gen Zs dorang want to work only when they want to work pasal dorang malas.
They only want to work when it's comfortable. They only want to work when it's easy, yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Because the alternative to a 9 to 5 is harder than a 9 to 5, bro.
Yeah, bro.
So macam, I don't think they see like the freedoms that come with being an FA like you guys, or being a real estate agent, or being self-employed, quote unquote self-employed, is I feel is harder than 9 to 5.
It's a 24/7 job.
Yeah.
Anything client servicing is a 24/7 job.
Mm.
It's just easier lah, of course lah. But then like the start is mad lah.
Yeah.
And like sorry to bring this up again, the Hubs Life guy, he broke down the pros and cons of self-employed versus working a 9 to 5.
What is it?
So let me just pull it up again.
This Hubs Life is like a 30-year-old 28-year-old man. All American average. Working as a?
Not really average.
He's working as a he's working as a senior HR something.
Oh. What is that sound? Senior HR. Okay. Office job. What are the pros and cons, Ryan?
Alamak, I need to find it. Okay, you guys talk first.
Okay.
So actually, this is quite timely because I think I spoke to Sabrina about this. So.
Alamak. Why, man?
Stress, Asya. I'm getting married soon. Then looking for a house, all that. Stressful,
I was in the same position, bro. I applied for my house in 2020. I've been waiting for like almost 4 years already.
Oi, why are you both so stressed?
Cannot get house lah, sir.
Cannot get house up.
Huh? So long already?
Yep.
Yeah.
Why you not ask me for contact? I know this guy. I'm so sure he can get you a house, eh?
Huh? Who?
His name is Erwin, or Property Win lah, on his Instagram.
Okay.
So easy to contact him, you know?
Okay.
I have his number at the back of my head.
What's his number?
What's his number?
88-77-50-50.
Huh? So easy, yeah?
Yes.
88-77-50-50.
So it's 88-77-5050.
Yes, yeah. 88-77-50-50.
Okay.
88-77-50-50.
88-77-50-50.
So okay. You can just WhatsApp him and he'll reply to all of your property inquiries.
Yep.
Now, back to the podcast. Okay. So on the left side is 9 to 5, on the right side is entrepreneur, okay? 9 to 5, you get health insurance, steady income, you get a limited earning pot, low risk, less stress, every day is the same. Work-life balance in a way lah. Then entrepreneur or self-employed, no health insurance, inconsistent income, unlimited earning potential, more risk for more reward, every day is different, but work follows you home.
Yes.
But in a way, 9 to 5 work can follow you home also.
Teacher.
Anything lah. Because
anything actually.
Both sides. I think I'm quite boring in this conversation because I feel that I've accepted that there's a price to pay for both. I've accepted that you can make both sides good based on your circumstance.
Yes.
9 to 5, sometimes I see people outside. 9 to 5. The grass is always green on the side, bro. I think some good 9 to 5s. Like, got, what's that word? Like, benefits.
Everything can claim.
Dental, 200, go clinic free, health insurance.
Hospitalization.
What's that?
Mental health day, Fridays, half day.
Mental health Fridays, every last Friday of the month. Then after that,
celebrate Halloween, celebrate
all
this,
the celebrations,
yeah. The variable bonuses,
all the weird bonus fucking bonuses,
free lunch,
so the free food, free lunch. That one, like you have budgets for certain things. So like the better ones are the more bigger companies, like budgets for lifestyle budget.
Mm.
So I mean, 500 for you to maybe go on concert or whatever, not every month, every month.
I know some companies who do that. They what they call it? They call it flexi. They give like 500 to every employee. You can do whatever you want with that money.
Maybe 500 a year or like
500 a year.
500 a year flexi. Then after that, every month you have maybe about $200 budget of like a health and wellness budget. So you can go to the gym, you can go to this, you can go there.
Oh yeah. My mother company last time paid for her gym membership and all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But salary is not the best.
Yes, the limit, the earning potential lah.
Earning cap. Then after that, must controlled leave.
Mm.
Then after that, yes, you got leave, but sometimes they can block your leave.
Yes.
Then
in Singapore, also your education determines how much you get paid.
In a way, experience also.
Experience also.
There's a leave part lah. Then after that, there's a self-employed bah.
Mm.
So there's a self-employed is I fucking pay for everything.
Yeah, you know. You know that the pay for everything is legit. Every month I have to pay the company for events. So you know, like work events that you go for free, I have to pay for that, you know.
I found that weird. It's very, very subsidized, really.
Yeah, no, because I joined when I had no more money left. And after that, there was an additional like $60 I had to pay. Then I'm like, why I must pay this one? Yeah, it was interesting.
But the unlimited earning potential is something that is so good.
Of course, like, for example, if business owner, macam office rental, pay for the staff
overheads,
overheads. Then you must layan the perangai of the staff. Then after that, if everything that is spoiled, kau kena beli wire rosak, memory full by SSD, lens break, light, carpet.
You're just naming every RISG problem for the past 4 years, bro.
You don't get a company laptop, even your own.
You use your own. Then after that, you have your own office. You clean the office. You take out the trash. You wash the stuff. If you lazy to
wash terrible word.
I just wash the dustbin.
There was apparently like a piece of sambal goreng.
It's not a piece, bro. It's a big chunk of sambal goreng that is rotten.
At the bottom of the dustbin.
Yeah, I couldn't take care anymore.
Not in the plastic, no. At the bottom of the
sambal goreng. Yeah. Dari mana saya tu?
Macam nasi sambal goreng kind of shit lah. Some rotten whatever not lah.
Okay.
So you see the dustbin outside. So that's where wise disappeared. That's why when I ask you, like, where wise go?
He was
to wash the dustbin.
I couldn't take it anymore. Because like, it's very dirty. And then, like, the only person you can blame is yourself.
Yeah, that's the business owner.
But the good thing is that unlimited income potential.
Flexibility in terms of work schedule.
Amount of money you can make is you have a choice. Like, total money you want to make is this, but I can make it in 2 months. I can make it in 3 months. Then your leave and all stuff. So every time I compare myself to, like, company benefits, right, I just tell myself, this year, I went on. Don't even talk about leave. That I cannot really measure. I went on 40 overseas leave.
Mana dapat sah?
Mana dapat sah? Minimum at least 40 overseas leave.
Long.
And not the JB kind of thing. Like fly with my friend go KL. Like minimum Paris. Is KL lah. Yeah, KL, London, Paris, Umrah. That's it lah.
Thailand.
Phuket. Thailand. Yeah. So I went on any 40. Overseas leave.
So there's pros and cons to both.
You don't have to ask for permission also.
Yes. Yeah. It's kalau kau nak pergi pergi lah.
But the bila penat lah. But the thing is, aku penat. Aku tengok kau pun penat, sel.
Penat.
Penat. My friends who are working like 9 to 5, tired.
Tired.
Now is my peak. Now is my peak. I tired lah. And maybe now is the more. But the annoying thing is that normally, entrepreneurs and entrepreneurs and normal working
9 to 5.
Sorry, what's it called? Employees. Their peak period is opposite.
Korang is at the start-ish or like middle-ish.
Start,
I think. Start to
but
middle.
It depends on the industry.
Yeah,
depends on
industry. So yeah.
Kalau media, kita Q4 lah. Sama bro. Penat gila sia tu.
Media, end of year is the worst.
Yeah. Rabak sia.
All the holidays come up. Yeah.
Yep.
Rabak sia.
So I think that's why we can relate. And then my partner also can relate.
So pasal bila kau penat, aku pun penat sia. Aku penat sia.
End of year rabak.
Yeah.
Sati-sati chill. We Shuram, aku ajak Shuram pergi isap rokok, coffee below.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, nothing, nothing, chill.
Yeah, January to June, bro, I'm free, bro. Yeah. Same cuma macam buat report-report, all that kind of stuff. Yeah, yeah. But Q4 gila lah. But depends on the industry lah. Yep. But I think most industries juga Q4 memang everybody's chasing for targets. Doesn't really matter employee or self-employed. Yeah, doesn't really matter. Q4 is still, but the level of stress I guess is different because I think one thing that is very very underrated is that we don't do our own taxes in terms of income tax. Because the company does it for us, we just look at what they do, then we just sign off then dah. But you guys have to do your own taxes. No, I think that's tiring.
So me and Sabrina, we are in the middle though. Mm. We are like semi-entrepreneurs.
Mm.
They call it intrapreneurs. Intrapreneurs is like you are a entrepreneur within a company.
Internal entrepreneur.
Mm. Yeah, you're basically you just have stake in the company lah. Then you run the company like your own lah.
Mm.
But you're within the company lah.
Mm. Mm.
So macam CEO level or whatever not lah. But yeah lah. So
like, tax wise, you guys to do yourself mah?
Tak sah.
Tak.
IAM give me.
Oh.
IAM give me then I just. Of course, MAS regulated, so I cannot lie.
Yeah.
So IAM give me.
Don't lie on your taxes lah.
Please don't.
Then after that, I minus my business expenses.
Mm.
Then I just submit lah.
I think it's
a bigger thing in America lah. Because I know a lot of Americans when they're sort of quote unquote self-employed, right? Don't the taxes is gila babi.
Bro, America taxes in general gila babi, bro. So when I told my friend that in Singapore if you make six figures, 100K lah.
Mm.
Is she okay, no?
Mm.
And he said, hey, that's nothing. So dude. Mm. Nah, I said, why do you nothing? So if I make 100K, I bring home let's not talk about CPF. CPF, I take CPF still as my money. So I say if I make 100K, I bring home
90 yen. 10 or 17%. What's the tax bracket for that?
Let's just take it as 1 month. Generally 1 month is like tax is like about a month's salary. Generally. Like
10%.
So I say if I make 100K, I divide by 12 times 11. I bring home 91,000.
Mm.
Then she's like, huh? No way. Blah, blah, blah. I say, yeah lah. Let's legit lah. Because in America, you make 100K, you bring back 60 uni, bro.
Yeah, the 40% tax.
Among Australia. Mm. Yeah, Australia also about 40.
Damn.
So 60,000 divided by 12 is 5K per month. Then it's not 100K there, bro.
Yeah.
It's a lot less.
Then imagine if you're just earning 60K a year in America. Berapa saya kau balik?
Oh, the minus another 40%, about 35.
Damn.
Yeah.
36 ah. 3,000 per month. That is tax. So that is belum. That is not CPF though. Kita macam used to the CPF, but CPF is this our money
in a way. Like
I don't think they have CPF.
Yeah, 401k maybe not lah.
Oh, Australian CPF is not taken from their salary. Is the company give extra 7% if I'm not wrong?
So I think. When I was doing a lot of the reason why I feel quite strongly, but at the end of the part one is because a lot of my entrepreneurial startups and attempts failed, ma. But it's a lot of time, bro.
A lot of time.
I never make any money. But I see my friends who work part time, they make money.
Yeah, 1,000 a month.
At least,
work part time. Should I have just worked part time? So why but then why do I look like in why am I perceived as cooler and more successful?
Oh, that's a good conversation to have.
That was what I was gonna say. That's the conversation I'm gonna say. Why am I perceived as more cooler, more smart, more cool, more risk taker? But I make nothing, bro. Net I think 1,000 in 4 years. Or maybe in 6 years or whatever not. All that's negative, bro. I do.
Yeah, you lost a lot.
Negative 36,000. I think whatever not. Then my friends work Foodpanda. They just seem as kerja pendek je, bro.
Why? But at least net 1,000 a month, bro.
1,000 a month, part time. Kalau nak compare apple to apple, then 1,000 per month, easy.
Is it that easy to get 1,000 a month?
No lah, you work legit lah. If you apple to apple, Saturday full shift 1 to 7.
About 300 a day.
Okay, let's say Saturday full shift lah. Let's say lah, realistic gila.
300
Realistic gilanya.
100 of profit a day.
100 profit a day.
That's 400 a month.
Ah.
Mm. Yeah. That's
and
about...
And I can wait after, like, sometimes, like, example, like, if we want to do apple to apple, like, kirakan post, like, when RSG just started, I do the posting, I do the poster, I promote, I talk on
Insta
story,
edit video.
Then I never do a lot of that, but I did a lot of the market the promotion mah. So promotion is I set my alarms. Aku keluar dengan mati 9 o'clock ring I stop Stop. I will post for 15 minutes. Then I go out.
My God, yes, yeah. We used to do that the posting. Yeah. 9 p.m. post.
Yeah. So all that total up. Let's just take it as work 2 days a week 200 a week, 150 a week casually. And just times 4.
So I guess the root of
why are side hustles that are not making money at all
seem cool
and then put on a pedestal, people respect, and then like whatever not compared to people who just work part time
at Starbucks.
Extra on top of the Okay, why? Come.
Wow. I think it's really that. It's really the because anyone can do that, ma. Anyone can just walk into Starbucks and get a job. 7.20 an hour.
Voice pernah try tak dapat?
Voice pernah try tak dapat?
Pernah apa?
No. I remember this. No, NS coming.
Oh, NS coming. Yeah.
Oh, you declined it.
No, did you decline me, Shell?
Oh, serious?
Yeah. Oh. I applied, yeah. It's at North Point. I applied. They are registered. No, I think I never send lah.
Never send me. I remember you fill out the forms, bro.
I fill out the form, but I think I never send because the puller job got to me.
But yeah, I think it's because it's anyone can do. Literally, anyone can walk into Cotton On and get a job.
Yeah.
You know, and then but hustle is something that takes courage.
Is finding a part-time job easy in Singapore?
Yeah.
Should be quite okay. I wouldn't say easy, but should be quite.
Right now, I don't know lah. But when I was 16, it was.
Kasih ni relax ni. Kasih yang only want to work weekend, $7 power.
Tak boleh. Susah nak cari.
Boleh lah.
Most companies, they don't want to find people who are floating part-timers. Those are considered floating part-timers.
But you give your schedule.
So usually, you would have to at least commit 1 weekday.
One weekend, one weekday,
or maybe three shifts. So kirakan maybe both weekends and then 1 weekday kind of shit lah.
Challenging juga. No, but yang annoying is when you want to work 6 days a week, for example, or you want to work all 7 days, but they only need you for 2 days. That one worse. I think that one more apparent. But to get a part time job,
boleh.
Tak boleh fikir lah. Yeah. Tak boleh fikir lah. You must be a free bird lah.
So when it's I was 16, it's not as easy as starting. It's not as hard as starting a business ah.
For sure ah.
Yeah, definitely not ah. Maybe that's why it's cooler.
Because it's tougher. It requires more courage. That's
true.
Maybe we are thinking that people are shallow.
Maybe it's not about the money.
Maybe it's really, really not about the money at all. It's just that generally for...
The courage to go out and pursue your passion. Or pursue a dream or pursue a business.
Because it's a lot easier for someone to say, oh, I'm going to go to North Point later to find a job at Starbucks. As compared to... Or I going to Peninsula to find equipment to buy this. I did research that time.
I do my street interviews. Then I'm like, wow, shut up, bro. I cannot see myself doing that. So street interviews. Aku cross the road in the afternoon. Panas, mampus. Aku masih ingat aku. I was just crossing this road. Fucking hot. Then I think, how the fuck do you work dispatch at this type of weather, sir, bro? Macam, kau lagi gila. Saya duduk hujan, rain or shine, kau kerja. Aku... Record video 2 hours max. And shit.
Tu kau buat duit pun? In a way.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's about the money.
It's about the courage, right?
I think it's really the courage. Pasal macam tak senang what for someone to do this. Like even though everyone's talking about side hustle, how many people actually ada side hustle in your life right now? You think of the 10 closest people nearest to you, how many of them ada side hustles?
Tak fair lah.
Okay lah, actually okay. What? You, me, okay, me, Wise, Farihin,
Aziz, Nadira, none of them
Only me and Wise one, yeah, and it's the same Wise. As you.
Yeah.
For me, my closest 10 is only me also.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Atika, Intan, Hana, Nat, Ada, Zaki, Shahul, Amanda.
Semua tak ada.
Semua tak ada. Shahul trying get us open a car thing.
Okay.
Yeah, jual-jual kereta. For you?
Confirm you have because you're surrounded by people who are like that.
Don't talk about colleagues Colleagues, because our company, if you want to see, got a few
Think like set hustle, don't have, but part-time job have.
Part-time job, all I think a lot of them have.
Part-time job more.
On top of full-time job?
On top of full-time job.
So like dispatch?
Yeah.
Maybe
Haziq. Oh, my pun tak ada actually.
Haziq, yeah.
So?
Yeah. Ada. Like not
or
sometimes.
Or trades on the side.
Tak ada.
Trades scrap, like scalper, maybe one day make $20, $30 kind of stuff.
I don't have a song.
Scalp actively.
Maybe Farihi now, I don't know.
Yeah, so I think it's just less. It's always like that. It's always the thing that less people do is like.
That's the thing, like, but does it make you special? Because I think we covered this in the previous podcast, right? Apa? Does it make you special? Does it, to the point that it's always so cool that people achieve and want to do this and put it on a pedestal? I don't think it deserves to be put on a pedestal, jump to that point.
I think it really depends on the. But this one contradicts what I say. I want to say it depends on the scale of it.
Mm.
Like, if it's a home-based business, jual kuit, epok-epok, is that something that is like, wow? To me, it is. Pasal I tried selling the Nutella tart. Ew, I'm never gonna do it again, sia. Penat, bapak je.
Yeah.
Penat gila. So I respect people who sell bakeries on the side or masak on the side. Respect gila. Cause it's this tau. It's they are putting so much time and effort into something that does nothing for them.
Mm.
Yeah, they don't get money out of it. They don't
probably
get.
They do lah.
Sikit lah.
Yeah, the thing that I don't like is that. People first question that when they know you got business, right? They will ask, can you make money?
How
much you make? But sometimes maybe it's just not that yet lah.
Yeah.
Mm. Because the fact that if you want to do a business, you are crazy.
Yes.
In lack of better word lah. Like you high greed, high drive, high crazy, high whatever not lah.
Yeah. Mm.
But like you just, because aku just nak try lah.
Yeah.
Aku just nak try seriously.
Mm.
And now I'm in the part that I have to try seriously. Like it may be 6 days, it may be six months, six years.
Mm.
I don't know.
On average, I think one of you got tell me before, like on like average businesses, they don't really make money in the first 5 years or something like that, right?
Correct. No. It's
survive lah.
Yeah, businesses don't survive past 5 years. Oh. Usually, if they survive past 5 years, then they'll make it already.
Okay, understand.
Yeah.
So that means does it mean that they don't make money in the first 5 years or
not necessarily. Just survive? It's just usually in the first 5 years the companies close down.
Oh, okay.
A lot of startups close down.
Damn. Okay.
Yeah.
So I don't know where this conversation is going. I'm just like
you're annoyed when people ask you about can make money.
No, I'm okay if they ask me, but like if I see a new friend, maybe just wanting to sell. Teh lah, let's just say teh. Stickers, whatever lah. And they be like, asal nak jual teh, saya boleh buat duit ke? Then aku nampak gitu lah, macam, bro, just let him fucking try lah, bro.
Okay.
You know, it's like, I like this conversation.
That's the thing, get rich quick doesn't exist when you want to start a business.
For sure.
Yes. Confirm.
Yeah. It's
that's the perception that people are having.
For me, personally, I've always wanted to start selling my crafts.
Sabrina Crafts
confirm would make me money because the amount of time the amount of material not expensive, not cheap. Polymer clay, for example, one block is $4. Earring I make maybe that one block I can make 10 pairs. Maybe I can set $10 per each. $100, $4 crazy profit, right? But the amount of time I put in, I don't think it's worth
the man effort. Hours is not worth it.
One pair of earrings maybe takes total including drying, this 2 hours. Then I make $6 profit for 2 hours of work. I work Starbucks, I get $14. That's true. I get $3 an hour.
That's true.
You know, so it's like, no, it's...
If you really think about it. At least Starbucks kau makan free,
Can make a drink or two for yourself.
Yeah. So actually, when I think about it, the worst money-making side hustle is art. Especially in Singapore. Cannot, yeah. Oh, I would love to sell my crafts. And then you ask me why. It's not for the money. It's just because...
You love doing it.
I love doing it. And then I feel like, cantiknya. It would be so nice if someone else wears my stuff. You know, that kind of stuff. And then people can say, oh, this one Sabrina buatkan. Yeah, so it's not the money that I want. So I guess for many people, so it's like, it's just so commendable that you are putting time aside to do this when you can just scroll on your phone, go lepak with your friends. But you're doing something on the side. But that doesn't answer the question why it's cooler than a part-timer.
It's cooler than part time because
it's cooler, bro.
It's just cooler. Like it's just.
But I think
it's courage. Most of the time, it's more skill based, kan?
Most of the time, I think it's legit just courage.
Courage.
Why start the background in media langsung dia buka RSG
sah? True.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah. Like the fact that I think it's cooler is because it's and just legit it, courage.
I'm blessed to be around people who are supportive. Mm. And I'm blessed that around me also all generally very supportive lah. Yeah. And do have the mati meras. Alhamdulillah, has I never kena all this stuff before lah.
Mm.
Really,
mm.
really blessed for that lah. So, but now when I see other people going through,
happy end.
No, aku macam.
Oh, tak ke?
Oh, no. It's not happy. It's like when I see people who are trying,
yeah.
And then aku I see them getting the hate or like getting the weird condescending.
Like TikToks ah.
No, it's like condescending backhand remarks kan. Aku macam tak perlu pun cakap itu. Fuck
I see, bro. I understand.
Fuck lah, just let him do lah. He want to try. He just asking you to follow. Don't to follow. Fuck off. Don't follow lah, cibai.
Mm.
Duit tu say, ni kau boleh buat duit ke? Ni kau buat ni macam dah out of trend sah bro. Asal kau nak try ni?
Understand. Ni boleh ke?
Jangan buat masa lah.
I've heard those.
Asal sah bro. Eh, kau nya. Tapi kau sekarang kerja bagus baik apa? Kau tak penat ke lepas kerja kena buat ini semua? Untuk apa? How much can you make? Additional 200 per month. Buat current sah bro. Tidur semua. Apa sah? Eh, butuh kasih dia try je lah sah. Fella just want to do what?
Yeah,
fella
yeah.
Maybe just a project with his partner. That he just want to try. He just activity. That he wants to do with his partner.
Yes.
All that fine to me as long as you got your full time job, a good income coming in, and then you want to try, all the best to you lah. Do your best. But those people yang a little bit delusional, where they think that purely starting a business can make them stable income forever, and like from now until then, and then they are too arrogant to start working a full time job. Do you get where I'm coming from?
I understand.
Yeah, people who
start zero lah.
But money coming lah.
Money business mana boleh come in the first month sah.
Like you say the first 4 years you lost money, you didn't.
Tapi
make.
Boleh lah, boleh lah.
Dia unicorn sah.
Tak macam like
they macam unicorn tu.
Yes no but it can be enough to maintain myself. Like if example I need 500 per month. Then if my business is let's say podcasting let's say podcasting. If I'm all in, I need it. Then the money maker is not necessarily ads, but like I go down to help people set up stuff, or I become an editor or a, what's this? Like, a sister podcast assistant. Mm. I help the lights. I help with the stand. I set up. I clean up.
But then that's your job. It's not the podcast.
But it's part of the holdings, ma.
A production company,
yeah. Yeah, because like I know that. I just need to make things. I need to make ends meet, mah.
But the thing that's making you money is not the podcast deal, right?
But it's part of it, lah.
I don't know. I'm speaking about a very specific type of person who like.
But will that person kerja panda at least?
I don't know. Maybe. Yeah.
I guess just that's just the argument, It's like. You must be very realistic with yourself when you want to start a business. And I think a lot of people need to understand this picture lah about starting a business or being an entrepreneur, being very red pill or whatnot lah. You listen to people like Gary Vee, you listen to people like Sneeko, you listen to people like Andrew Tate and whatnot, starting a business, starting an online business lah.
Yeah.
Now with AI, somehow apparently it's very, very easy to make money. I don't quote me on this. But like,
there's more revenues lah.
Yeah, there's more avenues.
Avenues.
Yeah, there's more.
Sorry.
There's more avenues of to make money.
Yeah.
Like you can legit look at Google Trends now and then see what people are searching the top, and then you can, there's this website that you can copy a very established brand already. Then there's another website that can fulfill those orders without you even being there. So it's like. Apparently, AI is making it very, very easy to make money already online.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But those things take a lot of time to set up. For one thing, you need to know what the fuck AI is. You need to understand what OpenAI is. You need to understand coding, Python.
You need to
whatnot.
Have a laptop lah to begin with.
Yeah.
All of that requires skill. Is honestly, till today, I don't believe there's a quote-unquote easy way to make money.
For sure.
There's no get rich quick scheme. There is no easy way to make money because at the end of the day, there's a lot of effort that is needed either on entrepreneurship or 9 to 5. Mm. Either one. Mm. You choose your poison.
Yeah. Toto lah.
Don't need to shame. There are unicorns. that from businesses can suddenly make money.
Unicorn tu apa?
Like one in a million lah basically.
One in a million. Okay. Waste lab. Don't have to look far.
He put a lot of work though.
Effort gila babi though.
Yeah.
Effort gila babi.
Yeah, but he did.
But he is a millionaire now, bro.
Yeah.
Millionaire.
3 million in 3 years, right?
Gila babi.
Crazy.
Yeah. Those are unicorns. But how many waste labs can come out?
How many waste lab companies are already there?
Yes. He found a niche in the market and he's a guy.
He did it quick. Yeah. He did it right.
Mm. And all he had to learn how to set up our own website using Shopify. He had to go. I remember he told me he went to China to look at the warehouses and get all those like samples so he know what works.
Yeah, you guys can listen to the podcast also if we spoke to him.
Macam, I just want people to know that there is no shame if you're doing the business side of things. Jangan malukan orang like what Wai said. Biar dia try lah. Kalau nak try tak kacau hidup kau. And then there's no harm in doing 9 to 5. So there's no need to feel shy about doing that. It's fine. You pick your poison lah. Maybe not poison. You pick your career.
Choose the price you want to pay.
Mm.
Choose your consequences.
Yeah,
boys.
With that, I think that's a good end to the podcast.
Thank you guys so much for listening to the podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed that thoroughly. We are on all social media platforms. Telegram is Randomly Relatable SG Community. We are on TikTok, Randomly Relatable SG. Instagram, Spotify. Just search our names lah. And thank you so much for keeping on listening to us. We'll catch you in the next podcast.
Bye. Yo, 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 yo. So if you come all the way to the end of this podcast, we just want to thank Property Win for sponsoring this podcast. It's great because like all of us are moving to two stages of our life and stuff like that. And now this is probably a stage where a lot of us are getting married. A lot of parents are older and things like that. And
the next stage is to get property.
You want to buy your new house.
Buy your first house.
Maybe you want to right size down for your family house and whatever not. And that is why we feel it's very, very important. And it's a perfect collaboration with RSG and Property Win lah.
Yes. And so, how do you always used to say it always? Just so you know, or is it hello there?
Just in case you forgot.
This podcast is brought to you by Property Win.
And just in case.
877-5050.
88-77-5050.
Yes, so like all jokes aside, guys, just WhatsApp him and he'll answer all of your WhatsApp messages or all your queries about real estate. Don't be shy. Just ask him, for example, like simple questions also. How to apply for BTO.
Simple questions, how to apply for BTO, how much is the down payment, what is the grants,
what do you mean by minimal cash,
what to look for when you're looking for a house.
I bet all of these questions, I think.
Do they really mean 6-minute walk to MRT when they put it on the listing ke?
Padahal 2 kilometers.
That's a solid 20 minute walk.
Depends how fast of a walker you are.
Depends on how fast you walk.
If my nenek...
It will take some time.
Yeah, so real estate now is like, I think when Wise and I were applying for BTOs, it was a very complicated process. We even had to contact someone to know more about this whole process.
And fun fact, Property Win was one of the guys I spoke to and gave me some very, very insightful tips.
Yeah.
And I'm sure if I benefited from the tips, you would too.
Yeah, and we've all met him personally as well.
Yes.
So we did make sure that we chose the right agent to sponsor us.
Yes.
So that you guys can benefit from him the most.
With that, thank you guys for listening and we'll catch you guys in the next episode.
Bye. Bye.